Welcome to the city council meeting of August 22nd, 23. This meeting is called to order at 7:04. Roll call, please, Jade.
Austin?
Here.
Alan?
Here.
Amy? Here. Zach?
Excuse.
Are you done? Here. Arlene, here.
All right, we have a quorum. Okay, the first item of business is the approval of agenda. At this time, are there any additions or corrections to the agenda?
I'd like to approve the agenda with the addition of an executive session for council comments, and then with the removal of under hearings, ordinances, resolutions, number one, ordinance 2023-04.
Okay. All right, we have a motion by Austin.
Okay.
Second by Marita. All right, roll call, please, Jane.
Alan?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes. All right. Motion carries. At this time, are there any public comment on agenda item? All right. Hearing none. We'll go on to the next item is the consent agenda. There's one item, the minutes of the regular meeting of July 12th, 2023. Anyone find any errors? Correction? No. Okay. I'll entertain a motion to adopt the minutes of July 12, 2023.
I'll make a motion to adopt the minutes of the regular meeting of July 12, 2023.
I'll second it.
All right, we have a motion by Arlene, second by Amy. Roll call, please, Shay.
Austin?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Arlene? Yes.
All right. Motion carries. Okay. We'll go on to the next item, which is report. And the first report is Finance Officer Curtis Henderson.
Good evening. For the month of June, the city received in raw fish tax revenue $36,093.24. And for sales tax, the city received $137,542.76.
All right, thanks, Curtis. Any questions or comments for Curtis at this time?
Curtis, is there a way for us to track or kind of delineate a little bit the sales tax? Like, do we know why it was so much larger than the last 5 years? Was that from restaurants or other items?
Or regular tax or fish tax?
The sales tax, yeah, the regular sales tax.
I think maybe just because it was a busier summer this year than normal.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, but you can look at those records in the office, though.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Curtis. Any other questions or comments? Curtis? All right. Hearing none. Thank you, Curtis. We'll move on to the next report. Is the administrator report with Debbie Schmidt.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, City Council members. In the packet, there's a summary of items that I've been working on since our last meeting. I'm still working on the human resources project. It seems like every single time I do something, it starts something else. So what I'm trying to do with that is kind of have forms and things in place so that when we change mayors or staff, it's a lot easier to transition and there's process. I think the process is will be important with that. I'm also working on billing and developing processes for fees, leases, et cetera, that includes the, like the Boat Harbor leases and any other billing that we do. We've been discussing that quite a bit, and we heard about it a little bit this afternoon as well. So that's ongoing. We are still waiting to hear on the bridge project. When we met last, I announced that they were meeting that day or the day after, which never happened. They put it off again, and staff, the state staff, are hoping that those grants would be awarded this fall. I spoke and met with several information technology companies. We need to do a network evaluation to determine the best solution for our needs here at the city. That includes the police department. This involves, it's going to involve on-site visits. We have one coming the end of this month. We've had somebody who's already been out here. And hopefully at the end of the week, I think someone else, another company, will stop by and look at our system and hopefully give us, be able to give us some recommendations. In addition to that, we found out recently that there's a state grant that AML is kind of managing, and it's the first step in this is a multi-year project to help with exactly, because as communities are getting more and more tech savvy, there's a need for making sure that things are up and running right and protecting the community. So they made a grant program. It's a multi-year project, and the first one is for risk assessment to help us protect and make sure we have everything in place that we need to protect us. Another reason for this IT, which is really important, is coming that there's so much in today's business, there's so much crazy things happening, like when they'll get into your computer and steal your banking information, your files, and then hold you ransom, and you got to pay them a bunch of money to get your files back. So that's another reason they're doing this, and an important reason to do this, because they're talking, you hear it out there already, that you can't even get, in order to get grants these days, you have to submit them online pretty much and manage and the money process online, the report. And if we don't have a system in place with the low risk, we won't be able to participate in some of these programs, including banking. So it's pretty important that we stay up with this IT project. Okay, and then I spent 2 weeks in Anchorage since we met last. I met with several people who was able to clean the office and get things in place there. Found out mountains and mountains of files, so I'm going to have our city clerk come by and help with seeing what we need, what we could purge, and what, making sure we're holding on to what we need to hold on to. I was able to meet with Mark Hickey. He happened to be there, so we had a sit down and talked about various projects, financing, and those kinds of things. Mayor Smith and I met with the city's auditor, PDO. We still are waiting for the FY22 audit, which we heard Friday that we should receive any day. The holdup has been the GASB 87 laws, which I serve on on a board that held that up, and I hear it all over the place that GASB 87 has kind of snuck up on people and holding up a lot of audits. So we are also, I didn't write it in here, but we are looking for a new auditor. I spoke with some companies and at the same time, trying to reduce the cost for audit prep and to save money. And so that's ongoing, and we'll probably know more about that at the next meeting. There's a resolution in the packet to support a potential airport rehabilitation project. There's also in there information on what that project is. And along with that project, they held the airport fencing project that's already been approved with hopes that they can do both of these projects at the same time to save money. I continue to attend a lot of grant meetings. There's still a lot of money out there. AML has some conferences coming up in September that I'm looking forward to. They are on, there's a grant opportunity on, or a grant conference as well as a tax conference, and I plan, I'll be in Anchorage, and I plan to attend both of those. Other projects I just, in my report, I just listed some projects, mostly to keep track myself and just to kind of let you know what we're hearing from the community. A lot of these projects, or some of these projects, are people that call and mention these things that they notice around the community. So this is, it's the staff, this is the first time you're hearing about it. It's nothing on you. It's just, I'm just keeping track, and we haven't met yet. So one is rerouting the gutters on City Hall to avoid drainage problems, and I think the mayor is working on that. Installing fencing at the cemetery, I believe, is happening. That's going to start next month in September. The new generator at the water plant, I don't know where that is. I don't know if the generator is here, but I'm sure someone here knows that, so I just wanted, it'd be good to get an update on that. Receiving and setting up the new incinerator, that kind of snuck in on us. We didn't expect it until the end of the month, so I don't know if any of you have seen the big green incinerator at the Bold Harbor that is the city's, and I know that our guys are working on getting that up to where it needs to be. Cleaning up the metal debris outside the gate at the dump is something that we hear about quite a bit, and I know that we have some talks about cleaning that up. Fixing the small Bold Harbor ramp at the Bold Harbor, and oh, I have that on there twice. That's it. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Debbie. Any comments or questions for Debbie at this time?
Debbie, you've been busy, and we appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Amy. Any other questions or comments? All right. Thanks, Debbie. Okay, we'll move on to the next report, which is the Department of Public Safety, Police Chief Jeff Johnson.
Mr. Mayor, Council, colleagues, citizens. The report for July 2023, we have two vacancies in the police department that we're working to fill right now. As a foundation for, before I get started, in July of 2022, a year ago, just to kind of give you an idea of how busy it was compared to what it was last year and in years past. July of 2022, 911 had 32 calls. I looked back and the average is about 30, so they were right on target with what about the average is for July normally. This July, we had 77 calls, so the call volume was way up compared to what it normally is. And, of course, that's going to translate to more than likely more contact and possibly more or less. Last year in July, there were 3 arrests. This July, there were 13 arrests with over lodged in the Camden City Jail. So you can see there's a lot more activity and more contact with us. Out of those 13 persons arrested and lodged in the Camden City Jail, assortment of offenses, DUI, disorderly conduct, burglary, criminal mischief, assault, warrants, stalking, and violation of conditions. Of those 77 calls to 911 that I just spoke about, 20 of those were 911 hang-ups or missed dials, 10 were non-emergency calls, 3 were 911 phone checks, 4 were welfare checks, 11 were met on call, 3 were suspicious activity, 8 trespasses, 4 welfare checks, 1 ready report, 5 disturbances, 1 stolen property report, 2 ambulances needed, 2 911 call refusals, 1 prank call, 1 refusal of service, 1 courtesy ride. activity calls for service not on 911, meaning they walked in or we were in a call on foot, they approached us and asked for assistance. Out of those calls, one DUI, four disturbances, one trespass, one vandalism, one assault, one violation of conditions, one warrant arrest, one stalking, one animal call. The next column is the officer-initiated activity. That's where the officer's in a patrol car on foot, sees something that doesn't look right, makes a citizen contact a lot of times. That's all it is. And of that self-initiated activity, we had 550 business checks, three officer assists. All three of those officer assists were vehicle searches after a traffic stop. Two fire training hours. I spoke about this before, but the police department is cross-training with the fire department. We do that on Sunday afternoons. Seven suspicious persons vehicle, one animal complaint, four welfare checks, four investigative follow-ups, three traffic stops, five courtesy rides, and one earthquake tsunami evacuation. So in summary, for the month of July 2023, the Sandpoint Police Department patrolled 663 miles, two civil papers were served, 13 persons were arrested, one DUI, one earthquake tsunami evacuation, 550 business checks, and again, 13 persons were locked in the jail. In July, the other thing about July was because of the opening and vacation, much of July, with the exception of 5 days, we had just myself here. So it was, even though it was a lot more busy, but we were also working with 50% of the staff that we normally would, just because of all that was happening. Any questions?
How do you handle the prank call?
I'm sorry?
How do you handle the prank call?
When I said that, I wish I had asked what that was. I don't know the story on
okay.
that. When I said that, when I was reading it to you, I'm thinking, man, I should have found out what that was. I have no idea what it was.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, if it's just kids being kids, you want to correct it and make sure.
Yeah,
they don't
I was more. Not. I was not dispatched to the call, so apparently it was handled over the telephone.
Gotcha.
But I didn't ask what it was. I should have. Sorry.
Thanks, Austin. Any other questions or comments for Jeff? All right. Thank you, Jeff. All right. We'll move on to the next report, which is the EMS and. Logan has stepped down, resigned from that position, which it is posted and open at this time. Well, we also need drivers, ambulance drivers. I guess they aren't required to have the training as EMT, is it? But they're short of drivers at this point. I know the police department would help out, and also the fire department stood in one day there, I think, but if anyone's interested in volunteering for that, I guess they could use more drivers.
So you don't have to have any medical thing?
You have to have medical people in the back.
But I mean, you as a person driving doesn't?
No, you're just a driver.
Okay.
With a license, I believe.
Oh, yes, with a license?
I'm going to check with that part.
If I'm not mistaken, they only have two on the roster. I think they only have two on the roster right now.
Okay.
Drivers.
Okay. So they are short. All right. Thanks, Jeff. And the report for EMS is in there. And big thanks to Logan. He did a great job. He was great at, I guess, being an administrator, I thought. Wish him well. Okay. And the next is Fire Chief. The report is also in the packet. I'll see if I can get Jason to call in next time. But, yeah, he's been busy there and obviously helping out with EMS. And I think he actually rode along on a different spot there. Not to talk about that. But anyway, we'll go on to the next report, which is Public Works, with Public Works Director Julius Carlson.
Thank you. Good evening. For the month of July, we hit the roads, built the city buildings, pump oil to our shop. We have to be helped with a hand, just when we get our new trash truck in. Get some work to our whole order. There's a boulder in front of the road going out to Grant, down the harbor with Rocket. bumps and rocks and shredding. Worked on the driveway uptown. Just water sewer with sewer line. Up the roads, worked on our old transfer. Just downtown water department hill. So we're trying to work on there. Looking up stuff off our hill. Changed the hydraulic ram where I bought the excavator. And as of right now, I believe our generator for our water plant is on coastal landing here right now. Should be here Thursday. And I've been in touch with Rob and Trent about getting the generator.
All right. Thanks, Julius.
Thank you, Julius.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, Julius. Any questions or comments for Julius at this time?
Yeah, Julius, about the trash truck, the old one. What's the deal? I mean, it seems like...
I haven't had time to work on it. It's been busy.
Okay. I just didn't know if it was...
Still works in progress,
yeah. Something where we needed parts for it. You know what's wrong.
All right, thanks. Any other questions or comments for Julius? All right, hearing seeing none. Thank you, Julius. Okay, we'll move on to the next report. Is Water and Sewer Supervisor Dylan Jacobson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Monthly report, monthly water sample selling, helped out doing dusters, installed a new sewer service to the residents on the closest street near my town that I drive. I repaired broken sewer, forced main at the bridge in the harbor. We had to go back later, better to clear out some gravel that had gotten inside it, stop the listing pumping. Stopped part of the hill a few times while new service is being installed. We have power outage uptown that knocked out water service temporarily on the pressure outside. I met with AMTHP project manager Jim Amundsen while he was in town. Want to thank AMTHP. They got a spare pump for each sewer station.
All right. Thanks, Dylan. Any questions or comments for Dylan? All right. Thank you, Dylan. I had one question. When Jim was here, we didn't said we had someone able to hook up the power to this generator. We were hoping to get ANTHC to send in their specific fella.
We haven't talked to them about it.
We'll just get
probably
back. I'll just wait till maybe it gets here. Who was he referring to that was good enough on the island to hook it up? He said we had someone. I never caught up on that either. Okay, we'll get back. We'll get back to it. Yeah. All right, thanks, Dylan. Okay, so we'll move on to the next report, which is Harbor Master Alan Puchinoff.
Hello, everyone. For the month of July, we assisted Gunderson Welding and putting the paint down the wall. Painting from fill lift, all the boats. We changed the feather fill that burned up last year and we need our work on fairly necessary. And that's all I got to report.
All right. Thanks, Alan. Any questions or comments for Alan? All right. Hearing none. Thank you, Alan. Okay, that pretty much covers our report. And we'll move on to the next item is resolution 2308 supporting the Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities, DOTNPF, Sandpoint Airport Rehabilitation Project. So do we have a motion to adopt resolution 2308?
Make a motion to adopt Resolution 2308, a resolution of the City of South Plains supporting the Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities South Plains Airport Rehabilitation Project with changes.
Quick changes. Okay. We have a second.
I'll second that.
by Austin. I'll hand the floor to Miss Debbie.
Mm-hmm.
What do we?
Oh, you want me to?
Explain.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The resolution is for the DOT to go before another.
Sorry, I got you.
I wasn't prepared.
I got you off guard. Sorry.
So he caught me by surprise.
Yeah.
So what they want to do is they want to come on site. Well, they have to go to. This resolution is in support of what they want to do. They have to go before the state committee to approve this project. And the project is to reconstruct runway. I think it's not 1432. I think we caught that was not the right number. To address the loss of elevation near the end, the 13 end, resulting in changes in the sight line. They want to rehabilitate the apron and, CWYB transition to remediate bonding issues. Improve the RSA to remediate large holes that are forming, repair failing embankment stabilization, replace primary and supplemental lighting or lighted wind cones, and replace segmented circles, and replace the runway lighting. This is a pretty major project. They are also, like I said earlier, they want to combine this with the fencing project, the airport fencing project that's already approved. They already have the money to do that, but they save money doing both. And so I don't know when this project, I think that they get it approved this year, and it maybe next season they will figure out the project. So.
All right, thanks, Debbie. Any questions or comments? All right. Hearing none. Roll call, please, Jen.
Marisa?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
All right, motion carried. Okay, on to the next item. And there is no old business, so we'll go on to new business. And the first item is Harbor Lot Lease for Sand Point Marine LLS. Yes. LLC, sorry. Anyway, I guess we have a motion to accept the lot lease, or questions earlier, but are there still questions on?
I thought we already gave him a lot lease.
We did. We approved that we were going to do it. We have the specifics we wanted to pass, but yet we have a question on the specifics today. That didn't quite get ironed out, so we may want to move this to the next meeting. Possibly.
What's the policy on phone poles? Are we capable of, because I mean, it's pretty much all there. We just have a little bit of minor detail that we need to flesh out, and I'd hate to have to wait till next month's meeting if we just, like, have them hash it out in a satisfactory way and then do a phone pole to approve the lease. Would that be something that we could consider?
We're not spending money, and not a large amount of money coming in, income money. I think we could do a form poll and then ratify it at the next meeting. If it's, you know, budget money things, then you don't form polls for that. But once we iron that out, I think we should be able to do that.
And what is the issue?
Square footage on the setback.
Okay. Building size. We spoke a bit earlier in the workshop, but yet we're not 100% on dimensions, I think.
Yeah, we measured it on paper because we went over everything.
Yeah, well, why don't we just make sure it's, you know, all settled up, and then we can, as soon as we feel comfortable with it, maybe later this week or early next week, and we can ratify it, you know, and over a phone poll. Just, you know, we don't want to slow people down from doing business around here.
Yeah.
tomorrow, perhaps. He does? Okay. Yeah. Something that's approved, but he wants the right to mention written on the piece of paper.
That piece of paper where he wrote down 56,
yeah.
Yeah.
Overall.
That doesn't fit within the footprint of the connex, which is 80 feet, but he doesn't have the room for his setback for the 60 feet in front and 5 feet in back of this connex for the lot size.
Oh.
And that would only affect the square footage for the lease, correct? Because the space is there in the lot. We just need to adjust the square footage.
On the lot. But if we don't, if he doesn't go from the front of the one road to the back of the other road, you're going to be left with a small portion of land in the back of the road that's not going to be usable because it's not going to be big enough for a lot. It needs to be, well, it has to be 50 feet. It could be narrow, I guess, long and narrow in the other direction.
So what should we have? Should we have more than 80 feet? Is that what you're saying? Or what are you saying?
Yes.
So how much more feet should he have?
20 feet.
20 then? So 100 feet?
And then that's why I was asking if those bands are going to be up against each other or if he can have space between them, because that's also going to make a difference.
Oh, okay. I see what you're asking. Because if there's 20 feet between them, that would be...
I'm pretty sure there's a space between them because that's the wall. We'll just get...
$750.
Motion.
Second motion.
Motion by
by Austin.
Second.
Second by Arlene. Are there any questions at this time? I don't know what it is. Okay. Hearing none. Roll call, please. Jade.
Arlene?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
All right. Motion carries. Okay. That pretty much covers our business. And at this time, are there any public comments?
I was kind of curious. I see there's a couple of roads that are boxed off. And I was wondering if the landowner requested that of the city, or if the city just got on themselves to box them.
Which
one beyond the new harbor that goes down where the raft is, and one up at the Gallon Prairie, where you get where everybody used to have trawlers. And I guess it really doesn't make any difference to me. I was kind of curious if the city just went ahead and did it without the landowner's approval. That's probably not a good thing.
That may be true. We didn't look into it that far, but yet I think they closed off.
They're aware of it. Should we do that?
Being aware of it and requesting it is a good thing.
Yeah, we've talked about it. That helps.
Didn't call with complaints, I guess, to tell us to reopen it, but yet I think the one, the ramp down there, there's a lot of garbage, I know. And then I guess they were both garbage issues.
Oh,
he did. But he kind of hoped it would be closed.
There's all kinds of reasons to do it. The garbage part of it, the shooting part of it. I mean, there's all kinds of reasons to do it. It's just that probably should make sure that they're formally requested before you just automatically shut off somebody's private property. I happen to be a private property owner of those. I might not own them personally, but I'm a member of the corporation that does.
Would you like to see it open there in that area? Like up there for the viewing and the turnarounds and that sort of thing? We're not burning alders there anymore. We're supposed to clean it up a bit, make it nicer. We haven't got to that part yet, though.
I don't have any qualms about having that reopening again or not. Lots of people dump alders.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming that you probably don't want to dump just the dump. So I'm not sure where they put them, but all the garbage that was in that one up at the end of the road and that gravel, the gravel place there, that was an eyesore. And top it off with a major. I was up there shooting one day, and three people walked on.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know they were there. There were no vehicles or anything. Blasting bullets could kill one. So I don't have any problem with this being blocked off. It's just that maybe go through and get it formally done right so that you guys aren't
okay. All right. Thanks. Any other? Oh, Edie.
Listening to you. The it was nice. You knew where to dump all this.
Mm-hmm.
You post where all this can be dumped because people are going to be dumping all this. That's wrong so fast and so big. It would be nice to know where they can dispose of them.
We've been putting them up in the pit, whatever that's called up there, the old rock quarry across the left side of the road going that way. You know, where they have it nice to nice place and the floats are stored. But it's back on the right where there was engines. Is this going to be our spot, kind of? Has anybody called to say, hey, can we put our alders there?
Good morning.
I will tell the new generator up and running, and we should be able to figure out what to take it.
Just burn them
at the dome.
Okay. So we're hoping to burn them at the dome then, where we don't have to chase them around and move them. Even if we burnt them up in that pit, there's no way to bury it there, it's solid rock. There would be no pit to put them in. We'd have to shovel it all out of there, but okay. Thanks, Julius. Thanks, Edie. So, what do we tell people to do with the alders at this time? Just take them to the dump? Or put a pile in the dump, I guess. Open at 9, from 9 to 3. Is that right, too? 10 on Saturday? Yeah. All right, thanks. Any other public comment? All right, thanks. Thank you, Steve. Okay, move on to the next order of business is executive session for police contract. But we have a motion to go into executive session.
I'll make a motion to go into executive session at 7:45.
Motion with the invitation for
with the invitation of police chief.
We have a second?
Second
by Arlene. All right, thanks everybody.
What was the second?
Yeah. Thanks, Julius. Okay, do we arrange for Alan?
We can just call me directly.
Okay, we'll call you back, Alan.
Okay. All right, bone in hand.